You're listening to Toronto's number one real estate podcast, powered by Watson Estates. The most successful local real estate investing starts right here, right now. Here's your host, broker, investor, and social media influencer, Bradley Watson.
Hey investors, Bradley here from Watson Estates, and you're listening to the largest, fastest growing podcast for Toronto real estate on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. I'm glad you could join us. As a broker and investor myself, I love to keep track with what's going on in our market. And as someone who loves real estate, my passion is making money, building wealth, whether that's through passive or active investing. And so today I'm excited to have Omar Khan on our show. As I've had many guests, I've recognized that many of them, many large investors, are also familiar with different forms of investing and building of wealth. So today I want to introduce to you maybe a new concept. If you don't know about this concept, you absolutely should. As someone who's planning on building a portfolio, many income streams is a must, especially as cash flow depletes across the GTA with rental properties. Just to give you a little bit of insight about Omar, he in the past has had 30 properties, well over $20 million portfolio in real estate, but over the last 15 years has become more familiar with derivatives and stock options and has begun a company called Theta. You can contact him directly, which you may along the way want to. His email is omar@thetatradingco.com. Online, he actually has a 45 free webinar you can check out as well if you're getting some interest. But today we talk a lot about how there's a relationship between real estate and those who invest in stock options. And his company's got over 152 reviews, all five stars, with details from many of his students talking about the successes that they've had. I'm really excited because we've kind of mentioned this with other guests in the past, but nobody as detailed with as much experience as we did with Omar today. I know you're going to love it. Please hit that like button. Leave us a comment down below if you have any questions and enjoy the show. Omar, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thanks, Bradley. Doing great. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
I'm really excited to have you on because we've got, as you know, many investors, people very comfortable and understanding of the concept of real estate as an investment vehicle. And I know you've built your portfolio through investing. We'll share a little bit about that in a second, through this thing called Theta investing. And I want you to share that concept. We've had an individual on our show a while back, but if there's a guru, you're the guru. So I want you to really dive deep into this. Maybe you start off by telling us a little bit about your journey and how you've gone through real estate and where you are today.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks, buddy. So my journey was pretty simple. I grew up in an immigrant household. My parents were both educated, weren't financially literate. So I didn't grow up with a lot of money, went to university. Parents did definitely force upon this the idea of, if you better go to university or we're going to kill you. That was a very known thing in my household. So went to university and I thought, I learned about how money works in university. I thought I'd learn nothing, and I did an economics degree at the University of Toronto. So it was a related field. And that bothered me. I'm like, well, how did I go to school and learn nothing? How's that even possible? Right. And my concern was, how do I get my family out of the predicament we're in? So I was always interested in having a better life. So I started investing when I was 23 years old, back in the late 90s. And I kind of just grew up from there. And I had a lot of money in the stock market leading up to 07, 08. And there was a big financial correction back then. Huge, right? So stock market got hit pretty bad. And I said to myself, never again am I only going to have one asset category. And I learned how to buy real estate at that point in time. So 08, 09, 2010, I started buying my first property. And I had accumulated north of 30 properties and I did it from trading. That's the main difference. But I also understood the need to understand two asset categories thoroughly. Because if you don't understand two asset categories, you won't know how to allocate capital. So I have a unique perspective that way, Brian.
Yeah, I think you're touching some hot buttons for sure. I mean, definitely with me, because I know it's always been a proud thing for me to say is I'm very familiar with how to make money in many ways. Now you're doing it. Obviously, I think where the trap is that we fall into in the investment community is we know how to make money in a lot of ways in real estate. And we often get kind of stuck in that silo. And I think you're bringing a unique perspective that kind of, it ties in very, very nicely. So tell us a little bit about what you guys do. What does that investment look like? Because I think we want to really paint the picture for guys like me, people that are familiar with real estate, but trying to build their portfolio in as much of a passive way as possible. And I think you found it. So tell us a little bit about how that looks.
Yeah, it's an interesting perspective, Ken. Because remember, I came from the stock world. I worked in the stock market for 15 years, right? I've been trading for 23 years. I didn't build my real estate portfolio until afterwards. Now, I'll tell you how you can make them both work together. Real estate is phenomenal for wealth generation because of the leverage ratio, right? But at times, it's not ideal. It's also poor for cash flow. Trading is phenomenal for cash flow. So what I do is I have my trading accounts, and I trade, and I generate cash flow, a lot of it. It then accumulates, and I buy another investment property, and I just make the circle go round and round and round. My investment properties are positive cash flow. They flow into my trading account, and it just goes round and round and round until I have a desired outcome that I want, which is, you know, whatever stage I want to be at in life. Now, what I'm saying by that is, let's say, for example, right now, most of my properties are in Hamilton, right? You're getting cap rates as low as 3%, okay? So rents aren't going to go a whole lot higher. Cap rates are super compressed. I don't think rates are going to go a lot higher. Now, if I don't know where else to put my money, what am I going to do? Am I going to force a stupid investment just because I don't know any better? No. And this is where trading comes in very, very handy. I know that there's a greater opportunity in the stock market right now, so I'm able to generate significant profits and over allocate my resources to the stock market right now. Now, once real estate, the numbers start making more sense to me, I'll allocate capital back there again. But the point is, understanding both asset categories and combine them together and make them work in a circle can be phenomenal once you understand it. That makes sense?
And just to give some credibility here too, guys, any of you guys listening, maybe if you're not familiar and you're saying, oh, stock market, you know, real estate's so much safer. I hope you do realize a lot of the guests that we have on our show are familiar with data trading. They've gone through, a lot of them have gone through this program. The big heavy hitters are familiar with this. So yes, they talk about real estate when they come on our show because it's a real estate show, but they're also doing a lot of things that Omar is describing. One of the other things that I love about what you just said, especially as it relates to the GTA, is cash flow. I mean, we're coming through a time now where it's so difficult to get cash flow. Oftentimes, that's the number one thing people are searching for. But if we have a platform where we can have real estate and the benefits of equity growth that we love and really benefits us long term in the GTA, but then also combine it with a program such as yours where we can get a cash flow, that cash flow going simultaneously, I think that's a beautiful thing. I think that's the perfect storm. So now tell me, you say stock market. I know that's very general. What are some of the types of products or different things you're invested in within the stock market through the program you're working with?
So we started this company, Theta Trading, 2 years ago. We work off a basic, simple premise. We agree to buy stocks we want to buy anyways at discounted price so we get paid for it. I'm going to give you a real estate analogy, okay? Imagine you've got a house in fictitiousville, Ontario, that's going for 500 grand. I know that doesn't exist anymore, but let's just say it did, okay? And you go to homeowner, you say, hey, homeowner, you know, I've done my homework. I know that I think your house is going to be worth 550 a year from now. You know, I know the population is increasing. I know jobs are coming to my area. I know there's a couple of infrastructure projects. I've done my homework. In my mind, I think your house is worth 550. You don't tell that to the homeowner, but you've done your homework, right? Now, homeowner's asking for 500, and that's the fair value. And you go to homeowner, you say, you know what, homeowner, I don't want to buy your house for 500,000. What I'm going to do is, you know, I'm going to agree to buy your house for 490 grand, right? And in exchange for that, for 1 month, you're going to pay me $10,000 just for 1 month, just for agreeing to buy your house for $10,000 less than its current market value. Now, the homeowner is going to tell you, couple things. I was going to get off my property, never come back again. You come back in, I'm going to call the cops. That's what's going to happen, right? Now, you can't do that in the real estate market. But people are not aware that you can do that in the stock market. So what I do in the stock market is, let's say a stock like Apple, and this is not meant to be stock advice, but let's say, for example, internally, I do my homework, and I think a year from now, Apple's worth 180. It's currently trading at 150. Well, then if I just simply agree to buy Apple, let's say at 148 or 150, and there's a lot to learn behind that, and I get paid 1, 2, 3, 4, 5% a month just for agreeing to buy Apple. And the worst thing that's going to happen to me is I'm going to own Apple stock. But I think Apple stock's going to be worth more anyways. So what we do is we collect those premiums. Those are called, we act as a de facto insurance company on stocks we want to own. We take all that capital because it adds up quickly. And then we look for additional opportunity in the real estate market. Like I said, we just make the circle work. And it's a great way to add to your real estate holdings, because real estate is great. Like, I love real estate, maybe a ton of money, but it sucks for cash flow right now, right? Especially with some renters not paying, how heavily the laws are skewed in the tenant's favor. Like, it don't even get me started on that. Like, it's ridiculous, right? Yeah. So that cash flow component isn't quite, you know, there right now with the current environment we're in, but I can generate substantial cash flow in my stocks through the use of options. Yeah.
And just to add too, so I mentioned we had a gentleman on our show. His name was Cody Ye. And as I found out, he's actually a student of yours that's come through your program. And he's the first introduction that I had to this concept of the stock options and everything you guys are doing over at Theta. But one of the things that stuck out to me that I think is worth mentioning here is oftentimes we think of real estate as safe because it's a fixed asset. And we've got this kind of like, there feels like more stability, at least for someone like me who's in the investment world. Well, when we compare the stock market, we often think fluctuation. We think craziness, up, down, chaos. Now, one of the things that he mentioned, and you can maybe elaborate on this a bit, is that we're not necessarily the ones purchasing things. We're in a lot of ways, a lot like the insurance provider to people who are making the high risk trades. That was one of the things he said. And that stuck out to me.
I wouldn't consider them high risk trades. If I want to own an asset, if I want to own Apple, and I agree to buy it for less than it's currently trading, that to me, that's not a high risk investment. To me, that's a calculated decision for me to have a higher rate of return.
The options, the way that it was described, the way that I understood is the risk is being borne by the other person. You're essentially an insurance allowing for them to make that trade. But
I'm mitigating my risk.
Right? You're mitigating your risk, which is different than the perception of the stock market. And obviously I'm a newbie. I'm kind of from the outside. I'm definitely interested, which is obviously why we're bringing you on. But I do know many people that are merging these two things. So you mentioned you were passionate about financial literacy. I too also came, I'm a first generation university student. I took finance university, and I agree. I've learned a butt ton more out of school than I have in school. Tell me like what's driven you. You said you began this program. I know you've been in the financial service industry for well over a decade. Tell me what is it about financial literacy? Why teach? I mean, you obviously have a multi-million dollar portfolio. Why teach others? Yeah. What is it about it that you like?
Yeah, I don't have to work, I don't have to if I don't want to. I do something because I love doing it. For one thing, I love to do this, right? I grew up with financial literacy. I saw my parents arguing about money all the time. It just statistically, you look at the amount of divorces, mental health issues that are caused from a lack of money, right? If you think about how pervasive that is across society, and yet the education system pays no attention to it. It is absolutely mind-boggling. So we identified an area where there's a huge demand, and we're the ones who want to fill this demand because it's also a personal issue for me, right? It caused all kinds of havoc in my life. I don't want other people to go through this problem. So not only were we teaching people how to make a lot of money in the stock market, over a period of time, like how to generate returns from themselves, there's obviously no guarantees. You have to be able to analyze and understand stocks, just like the real estate market. But yes, you have the potential to make a lot of money. We also have a program coming up called Theta Kids, where we're starting the younger generation, the high schoolers and lower, because again, I don't want my kids growing up completely clueless the way I did. It was simply the wrong way to learn. So there's a very much a personal issue for me, Bradley, with this. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've thought of the same way too. At some point, I mean, you get so focused on your real estate portfolio that you ignore that there's other opportunities. And I've also, funny that you say that, I have actually, for anyone who knows, I have five younger brothers, the youngest being still in high school. And I've thought, you know what, I should just teach one of these kids. One of the other avenues is online selling and e-commerce, another avenue that I'm completely unfamiliar with. And so like, I feel like just getting them to that position would also benefit our business. I mean, we could grow Watson Estates through these means. So I agree with you. I don't think that you should put an age or a limit on these things. I think young people in a lot of ways are a lot more opt to approaching derivatives instead of just like basic programs. I mean, right now there's programs like Robinhood, right? Like there's a lot, it's a big hype. I mean, what is the difference, I guess, here from someone doing something like that versus getting more involved in the trading you're doing?
Robinhood is just a brokerage. It's a platform. You can do whatever you want on there. You can do anything you feel like. You can buy this, sell that, whatever you want. That's a brokerage. What we teach is we teach people actually how the market works, why it works, and then how to agree to buy the stocks we want to own at discounted prices and paid a lot of money for it. Now, I'll give you another example. Let's say, I'll give you an example. I'm a huge believer in the electric car revolution, okay? I own a Tesla. My wife owns a Tesla. We believe in this. We've analyzed the crap out of the company, I think it's going to be worth tremendously more in the future. And again, that's not meant to be stock advice, okay? So now Tesla's trading at, let's say, $730. If I agree to buy Tesla, let's say a month from now at $725, I get paid like 5%. Now, if I think it's going to be worth, significantly more in the future, getting paid 5% for 1 month for agreeing to buy something that I want to buy anyways, that adds up, right? And that's my point. Once you truly understand how the stock market works, you can make a tremendous amount of money. But the problem with real estate investors, because I was in Rain for like 9 years, 10 years, right? And I would talk to people at Rain about the stock market. I'm like, do you guys know you can make money in the stock market? Everybody would just dismiss it. Right? I'm like, you guys are missing a huge opportunity, because I came from the stock market area. I learned how to buy real estate as a result of getting knocked, because that was a major financial correction. Now, obviously, the market more than recovered, but people have blinders on. People in the real estate market think that real estate is going to go nowhere but north forever. That's not how this works. There will be a period in time, there is no perfect asset cutter, where there will be a correction, right? And I think the sooner people realize that I need to understand how to identify multiple asset categories so that I intelligently as an investor can allocate my resources accordingly, that's when the game truly goes to a new level. And that's what we're trying to introduce to people at Theta. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, when we look at multi-millionaires, they typically have six income streams. And I think it's very ignorant to sit and say, you know what, I got three ways, you know, I'm getting cash flow, I'm getting equity, I'm getting mortgage pay down. Therefore, I've got three, maybe I got a job. That doesn't check the boxes. That's still one, right? So
right,
having this as another category is certainly, and I'm curious because I'm now, and maybe it's because of fellows like you, I'm seeing a wave of investors, real estate investors who are considering derivatives. And I love the way you described that, buying it now for cheaper if I would have bought it anyways. I think that's a really clean way to describe it. Why do you think there's been that lingering ignorance in the real estate community to not pay attention to other methods of gaining capital and building equity in a business?
Yeah, it's a great question, because real estate's done so well for so long. So, you know, as the famous saying goes, you know, everyone looks like a genius in a bull market. It's true. Everyone does, right? It doesn't matter who you were. You bought a house in Southern Ontario last 20 years, you think you're a genius, right? Now that's great. The environment has worked out. It's benefited me tremendously as well, right? But now the environment is much more difficult. It is not what it used to be, right? Cash flow's not there. Cap rates are super low. They're compressed. Rates aren't going to go a whole lot higher. Rents are already pretty elevated compared to incomes. So I think a lot of people are saying, wow, I'm having a difficult time being able to make money, especially on the cash flow side. And when you present them a logical argument, like I presented to you, logically, rationally, and you appeal to the logic, you're like, look, does this make sense to you? If you believe that Tesla will be worth a lot more, would you not like to get paid 5% for buying it for a little bit cheaper in 1 month from now? What person is going to say, no, that makes no sense to me? So that we're appealing to their logic. Now that they're like, you've seen our reviews, you can see that people have made a tremendous amount of money. You know, it's like you said, it's spreading a lot throughout the real estate community. So it's also kind of organic as well, right? Like one person tells another, which is great. And that's how we've grown our community. We started off 2 years ago, nothing. We just did it for fun. We didn't know who wanted to listen. You know, 2 years later, we've taught over 1,200 people. So cool story that way, right?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. The numbers speak for themselves. And I mean, one of the big things that is always maybe, again, very basic looking at from the outside in is when I look at the costs of maintaining a portfolio through things like mutual funds versus if I had an opportunity where I'm put a little bit of energy, a little bit of elbow grease to do the trade myself, which sounds, you know, then it ends up saving me. I mean, a dollar saved is a dollar earned. I'm curious within your program, because you just kind of, we were talking about Tesla, and I'm sure you've got kind of a short list of things that you're very interested in yourself.
Yep.
For someone who's like, I want to do derivatives, I want to do option trading, I'm good with taking a course at Theta and allowing that to generate cash flow for me and for my family, is there a platform for them to kind of tap into our network where they can kind of learn and not have, because maybe most of their energy is focused on real estate and on the deal. And I think that could be a hindrance unless there was a platform for them to work through that.
Yeah, there is a platform. Obviously, we teach our Theta course. There's that platform. Of course, we've also got a closed private Facebook community, which is almost 900 people. So we've got that as well. So there is a platform. But unfortunately, yeah, you definitely have to commit to learning this. It's just not something like, you know, I was in Rain for years. I paid $200 a month for I don't know how many years, but it made me millions of dollars. It was one of the best investments I ever made, right? So I'm a huge believer in this. A lot of people don't, but you know, the best investment you can always make is the one you make in yourself. So I would encourage people to get out of their comfort zone, look at alternatives, because it's not, you know, it's just rationally, logically speaking, if you can agree to buy the best companies in the world at a discount and get paid a lot of money for it, isn't that something you should look into? Isn't that something that appeals to your logic? And I think a lot of people, they do say, yeah, they're like, yeah, that makes complete sense. I'll look into it. And then that's kind of how we've grown.
I think it's a good time to maybe ask for a bit of an example, maybe a success story from one of your students on how that circle has happened. Because I'm thinking there's probably a lot of layers to being able to combine real estate with the trading. I know you said you use them and there's a circle, but I'm interested in seeing how that unfolds. And I know you've done it many times, so it could be your own story as well.
Yeah, I'll tell you my story. And I also, we teach people the same thing at Beta. We have a lot of real estate investors, right? And of course, they're generating cash flow, et cetera. Let's talk about nothing but real estate just before we get on to that. Real estate time intensive. It's a lot of work, right? I hated dealing with the banks. They're a nightmare to deal with, right? Getting a loan out of them, it's just a nightmare. We want this, that, the other, a DNA sample. You know, like, I'm like, come on, guys. The numbers make sense. Let's get the deal done. So there's a lot of work doing a BR4 project. I've done tons of them. It is a lot of work managing people, managing work. Now, when I trade, I'm 30 minutes a day on my phone. I'm done. It's anywhere in the world on my phone. Because once I've agreed to buy, let's say that Tesla for a $5 discount a month from now, I don't have much else to do at that point in time. So my time commitment's not big. So you can, when you truly understand how to put the two together. So what I've done, and a lot of our students at Theta here, is I call it, you know, like a kind of like a triangle of wealth. I have my business up here. My business spits out positive cash flow. It goes into my trading account. My trading account then spits out additional positive cash flow. And then once it accumulates and the opportunity exists, I'll acquire another real estate asset and so on and so forth, right? Until the desired outcome of the achieved lifestyle that you're looking for is achieved. Now, that's already occurred for me, but it's not about that anymore. I'd like to do a lot more than that down the road, right? It's about building a legacy. It's about building something, you know, that I can be proud of looking at. And that's, I cannot tell you how many of our students, you know, how we're able to quit their jobs. And I don't encourage that. I really don't. But imagine the freedom it gives you, right? Imagine the freedom it gives you, right? So I think the best way to go that, Bradley, is to just post a link to our reviews, our Google reviews. Read them for yourself. I'd encourage people, read them. You probably know some of the people who wrote the reviews.
And I respect the journey from doing it to sharing it. I mean, I think that's the top of any Maslow's needs, right? Is this idea of getting out there, sharing. I mean, we're not in a survival mode anymore, so why not? But one of the other things I thought, as you were saying that, I think it's going to be add a lot of value. I want to share how I came about learning about Theta and derivatives. So I have an investor. So we work with many investors, and he didn't work. So he's always available. So, right. And obviously I do real estate and stuff. So I met up with him and he said, I just do stock options. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Like I didn't really understand what he was talking about. Right. And that's what he did. And that was his full-time job. Right. So anyways, along came Cody and I talked to Cody and I said, oh yeah, I got this guy. Cody's going to talk about, you know, Theta investing. And he said, that's exactly what I do. So from when I first met him, I looked at him kind of to speak to what you're saying. And I was like, this guy doesn't seem to work. And he said that. He's like, I work for 30 minutes, you know, take my kids to school and I'm done. And so I can totally back that even before I knew the program that you have, I know that that's the lifestyle that they lead. And in comparison to real estate, absolutely, it seems a lot more hands-off. So maybe do you have any other kind of stories or have you even seen, I'm curious if you've seen people transition from real estate to actually go further into options?
Yeah, I've seen that numerous times. I've seen it oftentimes when people say, look, I'm not going to get a lot more appreciation in these properties, especially with the run-up we've had of late, right? I've definitely seen it. We don't encourage or discourage anything. You know, like all we say is, look, our job as an investor is to allocate our capital to the most efficient source possible. That's our job. If we only know one asset, that's not going to work, right? We have to be able to understand various asset categories. So that's what we do. So there's so many, I cannot tell you, there's countless numbers of stories like that. It's not that I encourage or discourage it. All I say to people is I look, you know, one of the things I didn't do, which I would encourage people, is begin with the end in mind, right? You look at your end goal. What do I want? You know, and say, I want to have 30 grand coming in a month. I want 3 months off a year. I want to work 4 days a week. Well, if that's what you want, tailor your affairs accordingly, because this infinite pursuit of money is pointless. There has to be a greater purpose to it, right?
Yeah. And because it's funny, though that's a circle, right? You get cash flow, you invested in properties, you get cash flow. Obviously, you're building equity in exchange for cash flow. I would think that in a market like the one we're experiencing right now, this strong bull market, and even in option, there's money to be had in losing markets too. So regardless of where you kind of fall, I would think that there would be people gravitating more, especially with the amount of concerns and people who listen to our show are familiar with some of the concerns people oftentimes have, and saying, you know what, I'm going to rely on this during this market. That way I'm well positioned for the one that's coming ahead in the future.
Yeah. So like if you got a huge real estate portfolio, like I got a real big real estate portfolio, it went up so much the last 12 months, huge.
Yeah.
What does that mean to me? I can't eat it. Can't go on vacation with it. Right. Where am I going to go? Now I know it's there and I'm grateful for it and it keeps growing. That's great. Mortgage is getting paid down, you know, like a little positive cash flow, you know, property's going up. Great. Right. But can I eat it? Can I take my family on vacation with it? No, but I can definitely do that with my option strategy. Right. So our job is to teach people how to put all this together and create, you know, generational wealth, things that really are, you know, ground. And you have to be open-minded to it. You have to be able to understand different things. And quite frankly, I'll tell you another thing. You know how much fun it is actually analyzing businesses? It's the same way you analyze an apartment building, right? You're going to buy an apartment building. You look at the rents. You look at the, okay, how much rentals I got to do here? You know, can I get any city grants? Where's the infrastructure projects coming in? You go through that checklist of all the items you go through. What's the cap rate now? What can I get the cap rate down to? You know, like you start thinking these things. You're like, okay, here's my estimated value at the end, right? That's what you do when you're analyzing a property. You do the exact same thing when you're analyzing a stock. You look at, okay, look at Tesla. You look, okay, they got these cars coming. The production is this much. Here's their margins. They got these three new factories opening up. And they got these new, here's my production estimates for like 2 years from now. And you can come up again with an estimated value on that stock, right? And when you learn to do that, yeah, Bradley, it becomes very, very powerful, all right?
One of the other things that stick out too that people don't realize is, or maybe they do, I think it's worth mentioning, is when you're investing in stocks or options, the benefit that you get from something like a refinance on your property is the same as if you were to purchase another property, right? Your ability to reduce or deduct the interest for the purpose of investing. And what I love from this conversation is hearing that it's not about getting rich quick, it's getting rich safely. And correct. When you're talking about analyzing businesses, that is precisely what that does. I mean, maybe the concern should come more from saying, yes, we're going to tell you exactly what to buy, which you hear all the time in the investment world, right? So put effort into in order to get real results.
Yeah, you just like anything else, right? Like I told you, I was a Marine for years. I learned how to buy real estate. It's a skill like anything else. You got to work at it. It's not going to come to you. We're all entrepreneurs here. We know how hard it is. You got to go out and get what is owed to you, right? What the world... You know, what you think that is owed to you, you have to go and earn it every single day. And that's done through effort. So I will not for 1 second downplay the amount of effort. You've got to learn this, right? You learn it, but you get good at it. But then once you understand it, you have a lifelong skill that can help feed you and your family. And that's a hell of a spot to be in, my opinion.
Right? So I think this is a good platform. Guys, I mean, there's a lot of stock option. If that's the other additional income source that you're considering, there's a lot of people running around sharing courses, sharing this information. But if you want the real deal, you want the top dog in this field, you got to contact Omar. Omar, tell us where people can get involved, learn a little bit more about some programs or connect with you.
Yeah. So if you put a link in there, it's thetatradingco.com. Just go in there and find out about us. Hopefully we'll post a link to our Google reviews. Yeah, research us. Figure it out. We got a free 45-minute webinar, which really goes over, you know, what I talked about in a bit more detail and how we make money and what we look for and why we look for it. And if it appeals to your logic and your, you know, rational being, then it might be a great idea to move forward. And like the other 1,200 people that we've had in our community. So I would encourage people to think about getting out of your comfort zone. This is the hardest thing for real estate investors. You know, they're very, very closed-minded because real estate or bust. It's like, I'm like, that's not how this works, right? There are other things that work. It's not real estate or bust. Now, real estate's great. You know, and people say, oh, the most amount of millionaires have been created from real estate. Yeah, that's true. It's because it's the easiest understood asset category. It's tangible. We can visit it. We can see it, right? But there are other ways, to make a ton of money. You just have to learn about them. Yeah.
And in this case, complement your real estate portfolio as well. But this is correct. This has been fantastic. As always, guys, if you have any questions for myself or Omar, leave them down below. Share this. I mean, on Instagram, you can tag us as well at Watson Estates. I think that this information needs to get out there among the real estate community. So share it with your friends, hit the like button and support the channel. Omar, really appreciate the time you've given us today on our show, and we'll see you again soon.
Thanks, Bradley. Appreciate it, bro. Thanks for having me on.
We'll be right back.